Today's show is brought to you by Queen of Raw. Wouldn't it be great if there were an online marketplace that offered innovative and sustainable fabrics at low minimums and affordable prices? Check out queenofraw.com. No one does it like the queen. Hi, you're listening to Magnifico Radio. I'm your host, Kate Black. Each week I sit down with leaders, makers, and designers at the forefront of sustainability to discuss their journeys and motivation. Whether it's ethical fashion, clean beauty, or sustainable products, they're all doing something Magnifico. Quality, not quantity. That was Vivienne Westwood's point when she proclaimed that everyone is buying too many clothes, and what we really need to do is buy well, choose better, and make it last.
It's really a cathartic experience to have your closet completely vetted and organized and almost turned upside down, and to purge pieces that really don't make sense for you anymore.
Today I'm joined by a powerhouse entrepreneur whose new venture is going to help women do exactly that. Alexandra Wilkes Wilson is a pioneering dealmaker who found success at the intersection of technology and the luxury goods sector as the co-founder of Gilt Group, one of the first flash sale sites in the U.S. Together with her Gilt co-founder, she authored a New York Times best-selling book, By Invitation Only, How We Built Gilt and Changed the Way Millions Shop, documenting the pair's experience launching a meteoric and much-imitated company. In 2014, Alexandra co-founded Glam Squad, a mobile app launched in several major U.S. cities, which delivered high-quality hair, makeup, and nail services into private homes by providing instant makeovers performed by seasoned professionals at an affordable price point. Alexandra is now currently the co-founder and CEO of Fitz, which is a part home organizer and part styling service that organizes and edits your wardrobe, helps you style outfits for any occasion, assists with reselling, repairs, tailoring, and provides personal shopping recommendations. Welcome, Alexandra.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited about this new launch. Can you talk about how this came to be and why you decided that the world needs Fitz?
So Fitz is a new service that sends two stylists into a client's home to help organize everything that the client wears, so their clothing, their accessories, and then also involves editing pieces out. The stylist will make recommendations for items that no longer suit the client and can be resold or donated. And then there's a shopping and styling component where the stylist will make outfit recommendations based on what the client already has and also what the client is missing.
I love this concept so much because a lot of times the guests on the show were talking about supply chains and ways to make fashion more ethical. And a lot of things that get left out of the conversation is actually falling in love with the pieces that you own, only buying pieces that you're in love with, and really kind of having this love affair with your closet that is going to make you cherish those pieces and keep them for as long as possible. So it's kind of one of the conversations in ethical fashion that we're not having enough of. How did you know that this was maybe something that the market needed?
This really comes from a pain point for me. You know, I love to shop. I get excited about fashion. And sometimes if I see a beautiful piece online or even at a sample sale for a fabulous price, I'll buy it. But then I don't always know exactly how to wear it. I forget that I own it. It gets pushed to the back of my closet, so I literally just don't even know it's in there. And so having an expert come in, help organize, help complement some of those special pieces, and really show you different ways in which you can wear them is something I can personally relate to. And I am certainly a time-starved person, so having the luxury to have experts come in, organize you, get you ready, plan out your outfits for important moments in your life. So it could be meetings, it could be a first date for someone, it could be going to an important friend's wedding or even your own wedding. Having expert advice is really special and something that clients really appreciate.
And it could be something that you do, like we do all of these things for kind of our better wellness. We go to the dentist, we, you know, get a new haircut with a new job, and we do all of these things. And actually having a wardrobe examination with a stylist and a professional seems to me like kind of a should do on a semi-annual or a semi-regular basis.
It's really a cathartic experience to have your closet completely vetted and organized and almost turned upside down, and to purge pieces that really don't make sense for you anymore. After a lot of our clients have a fit service, they book follow-up appointments for themselves, for the other people in their lives, like their boyfriends and husbands and children. They also ask us for recommendations on people or companies that can help kind of fits the rest of their house, so their kitchens and their bathrooms and linen cabinets, etc. This focuses on everything you wear. So if you're curious about it, our website is YourFit, YourFitz, and you can learn more there.
And I love the fact that you gather up everything that's decided that it's not needed anymore, and then you really make an assessment about, you know, does it need something? Does it need tailoring? Does it need a repair? Or can it just go to reselling?
And we do that in conjunction with the client. We would never send anything out of the home without having the client fully on board with any of those recommendations and decisions. Many of us have really strong and emotional attachments to the things we own. Sometimes we have stories associated with things we bought, or they were gifts from people who mean a lot to us. So our stylists completely understand this real kind of human, emotional, sensitive aspect related to people's clothes and accessories.
And then what happens after? So the purging or the organizing happens. We get a new sense of what it is that we need, what we wear. And then there's some recommendations for really kind of elemental pieces in the wardrobe, or pieces with longevity, or what kind of recommendations are the stylists typically making?
So every client is different and every appointment is going to be different. If there are items that make sense for the client to resell or donate, our stylist will literally bag everything up, label it, and remove it from the client's home. We also work with Leather Spa, and we'll send shoes and bags to the cobbler for repair. We work with a tailoring partner, and we'll facilitate tailoring services as well. And then in terms of shopping recommendations, there are different ways in which we can do this. Typically, we will send shopping links by email to the client after the appointment, and that will be based on conversations that the client had together with the stylist. So, for example, this fall, red is going to be a really hot color. Velvet is going to be a really hot fabric. If we have a client who seems to be interested in embracing some trends, they might ask our stylist and say, look, if you have any recommendations, those pieces you think I should buy for the fall to update my wardrobe so that I'm on trend, please send them to me. And we do that in the price point that the client is comfortable with. Sometimes they want a range of prices and options. Sometimes they're very loyal to a specific retailer or brand. We ask all those questions in advance. We also have some clients who might want us to take them shopping in a brick-and-mortar store, so we can certainly book a fit appointment in a store. And then we have other clients who want to do a shopping-specific appointment. So it could be a two-hour appointment where we send a stylist after they've had that initial fit foundation appointment, so the stylist already has a sense of who the client is, what they already own, what would be flattering to their figure based on their body type, and then they can literally sit on a laptop and do some online shopping together.
And the initial foundation appointment is $300 US?
It's two stylists for 3 hours for $400.
Wow. And then a lot of that can be offset by the reselling or kind of retooling what's existing in the closet.
Absolutely. A lot of our clients end up making a lot more money from their reselling than the cost of the appointment. 85% of our clients end up doing resale through us.
And I love the kind of focus on like building this employment stream, because you did this with Glam Squad as well. You kind of created an avenue for freelance stylists, makeup artists, and nail technicians to come and kind of add to their current portfolio or add to their current revenue. And now you've done the same thing for stylists. Was this a goal for you? Are you really interested in helping women find work?
Absolutely. So I love our fit stylists. We have built a great team. We have an awesome culture. And many of them have a freelance lifestyle where they might be stylists on video shoots or for a celebrity stylist. And their schedules can be somewhat unpredictable. There could be certain times of year, maybe fashion week, where they're very, very busy. But then other times of year where they might not have a booking for a few weeks. And so we really complement that type of schedule very nicely, because the stylist can fill in their downtime with fit appointments. They get to meet our amazing clients. They interact with one another. Many of our stylists have become good friends. They get access to education. We've had several brands come in and do specific trainings around whether it be trends, it could be men-specific training, children-specific training. We've had brands like Ralph Lauren and Bonobos and a men's custom tailoring company called Michael Andrews. And then certainly our service providers like Leather Spa, like our tailoring partners. And we work with two resale partners. One is called Linda Stuff and the other is called Vestiaire Collective.
Oh, and Vestiaire does a lot of secondhand.
Yes, they both are resellers. So both Vestiaire and Linda Stuff will take our clients' items on consignment and they'll sell them online to their international audiences. And then our clients just literally sit back and get paid on a monthly basis.
And it's really interesting to me that you have conceived this as being also a service for men, because actually, now that we're having this conversation, I can see that it being a real advantage for a lot of men.
So we are certainly open to servicing as many men as possible. We love servicing the men. The reality is, up until now, most of our clients have been women, or they've been women who love the service for themselves, and then their husband or boyfriend sees the impact that we've had both on the physical space of the closet, but also emotionally on the client. She feels confident. She's excited to get dressed for everyday activities, for special events, because we help instill confidence. And then the men want it. So I think going forward, there's huge opportunity to service a lot more men.
And are you measuring the resale quantity? And I don't mean in dollars. I actually mean in poundage, because there's a lot of conversation about all of this textile and clothing waste that's going to landfill. And I just wondered, are you measuring how much you're diverting from landfill?
I don't have the numbers offhand, but we often take pictures after every appointment. And I see those pictures, and our stylists are often removing anywhere between 3, sometimes as many as 10 huge bags of fit-labeled items from the client that are mostly clothes and accessories. So some of them might be for donation, but often the majority are for resale. So we definitely are helping to recycle a lot of great products that consumers have purchased in the past, but then over time maybe don't suit their lifestyles the way they thought they would.
And making them find more things that they would wear. When we come back after this break, I want to dive into that a little bit more. Are you planning a take-back program but unsure how to maximize your brand value? Are you interested in creating innovative products with worn or used goods? Then you need to know Bank and Vogue. The family-based business started in the early 90s by Stephen Bethel and Helen Carter Bethel to help provide a service to the Salvation Army. and it has grown to become one of the largest brokers and agents of used goods in North America. Their experience in retailing led to their acquisition of a manufacturing facility, allowing them to create on-demand, on-trend items out of used goods. With their global collection infrastructure and state-of-the-art manufacturing, Bank & Vogue can help you create items that your customers and your sustainability officer will love. To learn more, go to bankvogue.com. You're listening to Magnifico Radio. I'm your host, Kate Black, and I'm with Alexandra Wilkes Wilson of Your Fits. So before the break, we were talking about the stylists and how much they're helping kind of divert from landfill by helping consumers either donate or resell the products. And right now, the service is only in New York. I wanted to know what your future plans were for expansion.
So we are currently in New York, and we can service the tri-state area as well. We've done appointments in Connecticut, New Jersey, Long Island, and to be honest, we've just scratched the surface. There's so many more people that we can be servicing in these existing markets before we pick a future market to expand to.
And the service launched when?
We started beta testing with consumers last fall, but our website didn't actually go live with PR push until late March of this year.
And I would love to just talk briefly about your book, because while you were launching Guilt, you and your co-founder were writing a book together by invitation only, and it really, really kind of helped a lot of entrepreneurs that I know understand how much work and how much effort and how much kind of blood, sweat, and tears go into really launching something that you're passionate about. And I was curious, now that this is your kind of your third entrepreneurial endeavor, has your perspective changed about what it takes to launch a business?
It's still really hard. I would say that's consistent. I think for me, in launch number three, it has gotten to be less emotional for me. Part of that might have to do with also being a mother. So whereas in the early days of Guilt, if I had an amazing day, I felt like I was walking on cloud nine. If I had a bad day, if something went wrong or I got rejected by a brand that we wanted to sell, I took it really, really personally. And I think 10 years later, maybe it's a combination of having thicker skin, having more experience, having weathered ups and downs. It's just a little bit more balanced and less emotional for me, which I think is healthy, because I've seen so many founders really internalize the emotions of a startup, the good days and the bad. It is an emotional roller coaster, and that's hard to do over long periods of time. You can kind of sprint, but a startup is more like a marathon. Maybe there are moments where you're running as fast as you can, but it takes a long time to build a company and then potentially have an exit in the future. These are not kind of quick things. The life cycle is long.
And since you mentioned motherhood, what's your philosophy about work-life balance? Does it exist? Is it important?
I think it's personal. It depends on so many factors, from your partner in life and what they're able to contribute in terms of time. My husband and I have a really good balance. We are lucky in the sense that we live in New York City and I grew up here, so my parents are local. So we definitely have extra people we can rely on. And we take it one day at a time. My children are proud of us. They come to our offices, they see what work is all about. Hopefully we can instill a work ethic on them. And I try not to stay too late in the office. I'm always plugged in, I'm always on my phone, but if I can rush home, read them a story, talk to them about their day, do homework with them, put them to bed, and then hop online once they've gone to bed, that's really important to me. So I also, as a person, am very organized. I always have been, and I think motherhood forced me to be even another level of crazy organized above and beyond that. And
you were one of the first women that I heard unabashedly say, I'm always online, I'm always accessible by phone, because there were several times where that was kind of a taboo topic. But connectivity is really important, especially to the organization.
You know, it is what it is. It's my personality. I do try to focus on the people I am with. If I'm with my children, with my husband, on the weekend, having dinner, I do try to keep my phone handy as needed, but I do try to focus in the moment, the present. But being so easily accessible, I think, also allows me a lot of freedom. I take vacations. You know, I think that's important. I think a lot of entrepreneurs suffer from burnout, and I really believe strongly in vacation, and that was something that was instilled in Gilt. In the early days of Gilt, we encouraged our employees to take vacation, and it even became kind of a badge of honor. Once you'd been at the company a certain number of years, you could take these special kind of sabbatical trips. So I think that having ways to recharge your batteries, whether it's on a daily, weekly basis by doing things like exercising and meditating, or planning those more special vacations that kind of keep you going through the grind throughout the year, I think those are important.
So I have some standard questions that I'm always curious about, and I wanted to kind of see what your answers were as well. If your life had a motto, what would it be?
A motto. Well, one thing I always say to my team is, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I really believe that, because we can't assume that things are going to fall into our lap, that good news will just knock on our door, that opportunities will just fall in place. You really have to hustle for it. And what's the worst thing that can happen if you ask for something? The worst thing that can happen is someone says no. Or maybe they say no in the moment, and later that no turns into a maybe or a yes. So I push my team members, I push myself to sometimes move into that uncomfortable realm of asking for things you might ordinarily be a little bit scared or shy to ask for.
And so who or what inspires you?
People inspire me. I'm inspired by stories of people who create great things, who turn around situations, who have a heart, who are kind but achieve greatness. Mentors inspire me as well, and it all comes back to my family. I'm very close to my family, so I'm inspired by them.
And what's next on your bucket list? What are you working towards?
My bucket list. Well, I'm working towards launching another business this spring. So I'll have to tell you about that in a few months. But Fitz is really the precursor for another business that we will be launching that is a lot more tech focused. And I'm really excited about that. But we're still in stealth and not saying too much about it. So you'll have to stay tuned.
Okay. And so let's just end this this podcast on your Fitz again. Where can people find out more? Where can they book appointments? How can they get involved?
So I'd love for you to check out our website, yourfitz.com, YourFitz. And you can also follow us on Instagram at yourfitz.
Alexandra Wilkes Wilson, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Best of luck with this launch and then the stealth launch in the spring.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
That's been another episode of Magnifico Radio. You can subscribe to us wherever you listen to great podcasts. And if you like what you hear, give us a review or a rating. It'll help Magnifico Radio rank higher amongst conventional fashion and beauty podcasts. Want to learn more about ethical fashion and sustainable living? Sign up for our newsletter at Magnifico, M-A-G-N-I-F-E-C-O.com. I'm Kate Black. Thanks for listening.